It's time. Today we're excited to discuss a different kind of video content. From influencers to your business, we dive in on what platforms have adopted this trend, how to use it to your benefit for your business, and ways to get creative with video. Are you using TikTok or Instagram Reels currently? If yes, great. If not, don't worry. Either way, have a listen to us Nectar Guys discuss this new vertical video phenomenon.
Start slow, get some momentum.
Start with something simple and build it up.
Everybody's on the same page and knows that this is intentional and it's planned.
Just remember, you know, it doesn't matter if you know all of it. It's all about doing.
All right, we're back. It's another episode of the Audio Swarm. Guys, this is kind of big. Would you say we're kind of getting into a new generation of video work here?
I'd say we're definitely getting into a new vertical video niche here. There's a lot of different social media platforms that are really pushing that now with their stories feature. They've probably been doing that for a little while on Snapchat, and then Facebook picked up with that too, and Instagram as well. Now there's Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts, which is kind of taking that vertical video to the next level and maybe a little longer form content.
Yeah, I feel like it was something that started. I mean, Snapchat definitely made it really big, right? And it was just something I was thinking of too. It used to start out as just this vertical video format, and it was almost a way at the time, I think it was for like celebrities or well-known people to have this like behind the scenes type look to a video, kind of like raw, unformatted, unedited, them showing their lives. I know there was a huge story about how DJ Khaled made a huge impact on Snapchat and stuff when it started out. But then it just kept getting popularity. And like you were saying, Justin, then it caught on to Instagram stories, Facebook stories. You mentioned Reels, YouTube Shorts, TikToks, all these things. So I feel like it started out as this very rough and raw kind of format. And since then it's kind of grown where now you maybe see a mixture of those. There's some that's still kind of raw behind the scenes type stuff. But then there's a lot more companies and other people using it now, and they're looking a lot more polished than they used to be. So it's something you thought was maybe only going to be around for a little bit, but it's definitely, I feel like, if anything, has grown and just spread out in a lot of different areas over the last, three, 4 years.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of different platforms that have kind of experimented with it a little bit. LinkedIn tried some vertical video story stuff for a while. Twitter even had those fleets for a little while before those disappeared. So they've tried a few things. And I think TikTok kind of came along and changed things for Instagram. Like Instagram Reels are very similar to what TikTok's been doing. So it kind of changed how those vertical videos were being used a little bit. What do you think, Andy?
Well, I go back and forth on this a lot with how to use these, you know, different platforms for different uses. But I know a lot of people out there listening probably look at it as like the influencer model, right? We see a lot of influencers and influencers aren't something that's been around for a long time. This is just getting huge now. It's growing in popularity. Everyone wants to be in front of a camera and make money doing that, promoting a product or, you know, being TikTok famous, if you will. But I think you guys are right. TikTok, I mean, Snapchat started off, TikTok kind of took the format and kind of like that some would call the perfect algorithm within their platform that kind of blew this thing out of the water, which now you see YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels taking over and a lot of to Instagram Reels. You kind of see the logo in the background because everyone's kind of putting it on multiple platforms. But I think as this thing's growing, my opinion on it is it's only going to get bigger and find different ways to do things. I mean, attention span is already, you know, shrinking, and this 15-second, 30-second video clip phenomenon is really the next world when it comes to marketing your business. So it's not just Instagram, you know, famous. It's not just influencers. It's now how do you take that and apply it to your business?
And I think what Matt was getting at earlier with the raw, genuine feel to it is things are less polished. And, you know, you've always wanted to get your personality out there. And this has kind of really helped that, just kind of see what you're like behind the scenes. Right, Matt?
Yeah, because I mean, like you used to think of, again, if you think of people on Instagram or celebrities was the example, right? They have maybe in their Instagram feed, they have really nice polished up pictures, right? Them on a movie set or them modeling and stuff. But then their Instagram stories would be like, oh, hey, here's me like walking down, getting ready to go to the next shoot. Or here's me even like grocery shopping or some stuff, right? So is this kind of like, okay, this doesn't have to be as polished as it did for like an actual post on one of these social media platforms. And talking about now kind of makes me think too, we're talking about how far it's come. I think TikTok also brought in that part of editing with it, right? So it used to be, I mean, you'd hold down the button, right? Snapchat, be done, and then post it. And you wouldn't be able to even upload clips at the time. It was just straight up rocks. You held down the record button. That's what it was. And then they've come a long way since then. You can upload clips to your Snapchat story even, but TikTok, when it came in with the music vibe kind of to it, but they also came in with an editor, like, or do you want to just do basic editing on your video? You want to trim the in, the out, or do you want the music to come in? Do you want text to come in at a certain part? So I feel like that's something that's come along with these vertical videos. And I think Instagram stories even does some of that now, but it's like your basic level editing that's been coming along with these ones too.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting how you want to use these platforms and how they are now. We talk about, you know, Facebook stories or even Instagram stories, any platform that has a story feature. What would you say, guys, is the biggest differentiator looking at it from a business standpoint? If I'm trying to get on one of these platforms or I'm already currently on one and I want to give Reels or Shorts or TikTok a shot, how would I explain that and be like, hey, what's the difference between posting a story and posting a reel? How would that benefit me? Or what would be the difference, do you think?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe I'll take a stab at it first, you're Justin. Good. So there's, because it does get kind of blurry. So stories, right? I would still say they're the more raw format because the idea is that they're still gone in 24 hours where like a reel isn't. It's going to stay there. And this may be a little bit more reels, but we've had experience with stories a lot more of when you do location tags with your stories, that a lot of people would go into, let's say like Sioux Falls, the city of Sioux Falls story, and they can flip through all the different Sioux Falls stories that have been uploaded to it. So that's a great way if you get exposure to one of your stories that you put up. So it's always making sure to go into that stickers, location tag, find your city, put it on there somewhere. Reels seems to be a little bit different. I'm not sure how heavy people are with location tags on Reels, but I feel like when it comes to Reels, they can be a little bit longer. And then, you know, what TikTok did that Reels has kind of taken over with too, is they almost, I guess in my mind, was like combined Snapchat and Twitter, because now hashtags are a big deal in the vertical videos. So there's a lot of different people that follow certain hashtags. So it's almost going back to the strategies that we've said before for Instagram, right, or Twitter, is look at what hashtags are being used. And those are something you got to include now in your reel if you're going to do that, or if you're doing TikTok in that video. And sometimes the right hashtag can just get your video that much more exposure.
Right. And I think what you said there to start with, Matt, kind of really answered Andy's question off the bat. The difference is those stories are really 24-hour content and then it's gone. And then when you get to those reels, those are posts that you can choose to have live on your page, or you can remove it from your page and just live in reels. But that's more evergreen content. That's going to stay there for longer. So if you're a business owner, maybe think of your stories as like, I've got a quick update for you about things that are going on today or this week or something short term. And then anything that's kind of more of a business point that you want to put out there for people to know about, just for your entire industry, or something that could last longer and would still be relevant longer than a week's time. Maybe that hits your reels so that people have a chance to see that more and more.
And even maybe it's the combining them together too, right? Like you could do a quick update on your story, but if you have an event going on, let's say throughout the day, you could do multiple story videos throughout the day, kind of showing people before, during, after, but maybe not the best idea to do that many videos on like a reel or TikTok throughout the day on the same kind of topic. But if it's a story, it's like, yeah, there's something going on. Tell a story with the story, right? Like go along with it that way. But
I just think it's such a unique concept because we go from, you know, telling people, you know, get your brand out there, tell your stories. But what's unique about this is It's these different algorithms. It's taking the attention span of people and really capitalizing on it. Yes, you still need long form content, but it depends on where that's located. And as we always talk about, it's heard us say before, if you've listened to us in the past, is you've got your main video, you've got your main podcast, you've got your main blog, whatever that is, that main turkey, and you pull things from that as a business owner to promote your business, right? But with this, it's like it's taking it, it's by these short videos are by the huge turkey, more efficient that evergreen content, as Justin put it. And I think what makes it interesting and fun is now you have quicker ways kind of get the word out there and find more unique ways in people's attention span, as short as they may seem. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I find myself on Instagram Reels for half hour, 45 minutes at a time, just swiping and watching. And so when you think about, yes, short attention span on a 15, 30 second video, less, you know, whatever it is, 45 seconds, but you find yourself watching a lot of it and you go down the wormhole. And I think it's taken that short attention span and really drawn people in. I think it's just been phenomenal. But I mean, that's just one man's opinion. You know, we all have our opinion on what works and what doesn't and how to use things. But I think another interesting fact, and I want you guys to kind of elaborate a little bit on this, but for the longest time, we talked about horizontal video when capturing for your business, but this vertical video kind of took over. I mean, obviously there's still a place for horizontal video, but with this format, I mean, what are kind of some cool ways to maybe combine both of those features together? I mean, do you need to do horizontal videos anymore?
I mean, I think you still can. It can, like we said, it's determining what you're going to do. If you're going to do the quick hitters throughout the day and a quick story type thing, then I don't think you have to. But, you know, horizontal videos and stuff like that can be used on YouTube and chopped up for other things can still work. There's different ways that you could even handle it. And Justin and I know we have a friend that really hates the vertical videos because he's a true videographer that loves shooting horizontal all the time. And I feel like he's slowly coming around to it, but maybe he's not. But he's just found, you know, sometimes there's something cool he can do where he stacks up three horizontal videos to make it one vertical video, right? So you can still use the actual horizontal the way it was and go through it that way. Or you try and it gets a little tedious, but if you have a horizontal video and you're going to try and make it vertical, you got to try and figure, you know, what's the main thing to focus on and then just editing as it goes along. And you know, it's getting popularity when Adobe comes out with a feature that specializes on this. Cause it was, Adobe Max last year where they had a feature built into, I think it was Adobe Rush and Premiere Pro where it tries to automatically detect how to span the video as it's going. So if you're walking around the video, Andy, and it's a horizontal, it's going to zoom in on you. So you're the vertical form and it follows you throughout that video. So there's some things you can do like that. And I mean, if you have the money for an Adobe software and stuff like that, obviously helps because they have their little AI thing called their AI? Sensei, Adobe Sensei, that I think it's about 90% of the way there. But other than that, you just got to try and think of how could you move it vertically around. And something that I've noticed more and more, I don't know if you guys watch Key & Peele at all. they have a series on, it's even on Instagram Reels and Snapchat, but they take each one of their mini skits and they make it into a vertical video. And somehow it just works. Like it's one of those you watch and you're like, I feel like that was made for vertical video. Well, it's because whenever someone talks, they make sure it's centered on them. Other person talks and they just cut the film or cut the video and they switch over to there. They try and pan and follow people as they walk. So they do a pretty good job of taking a horizontal video already and still making it work for like a comedy skit, which I find is just hilarious still. But
so they're maximizing that and they're figuring out ways to make it easier to transform horizontal to vertical. But what you were describing there of how they zoom in and focus on one thing and move it, it's back to the old days of a full screen movie versus a widescreen movie. They would call it scan and pan, and that's what they would do to get it to fit on your you know, 4x5 box television instead of your widescreen. They would actually scan and pan and crop the edges off of the video. And that's exactly what we're doing now, again, only to optimize for mobile phones. So they're doing a very, very similar process in, as in the past, only with more modern tools to make it happen, like that Sensei AI, or like you were saying with Key and Peele, and how they're doing that in a very, very quick and easy way.
I was going to say, you can even flip-flop it then, too. There's a lot of people that, how can I make this vertical video work horizontal, right? And there's, you can either go, I'll call it the lazy route, right? Where there's, it's just a vertical video and there's a black background and that's it. Mm-hmm. Or some people will say they either use text or something on the sides, or they just take the, and I know you guys, you take the video, you duplicate it, and you put it on the back, and you zoom in so it fills up the horizontal frame. And then you blur it out and add it a little dark behind it, but you still keep that vertical video in the center sharp and clean. And you can do it that way. So I know there's just sometimes that you could do a flip-flop, like really, how can you do a horizontal and make it vertical? Well, you can do vertical and make it horizontal too. So there's some creative ones you can go back and forth on.
Yeah. I mean, and it's crazy because, you know, from the longest time it was do everything in horizontal video. And then if you end up having to turn, you know, like you said, you turn the screen, you have to blur out the back end. I mean, everything is going to evolve and there's always going to be the new thing that wasn't the new thing. Now it's the old thing, which is now coming back to be the new thing. It's going to be crazy and it's going to change and it's always going to be interesting, but it's finding your niche and your way of doing things. And I mean, on that topic, it really is interesting because a lot of people are like, I don't like to be on camera. I mean, that was whether it was horizontal or whether it was vertical, it doesn't matter. Some people just don't like to be on camera. And so they're afraid of doing videos. Well, a lot of people are on these platforms and that's where the attention is. So you want to, for your business, get on there and you want to be able to showcase who you are and what you do and everything, right? Well, you don't have to do your face. You don't have to show yourself. You can even do, you know, vertical videos within any of these platforms in your own unique way. Just, you know, do blank backgrounds, colored backgrounds, do different stickers as Matt mentioned before, do text, music. I mean, not all of it is dancing in front of a video to get attention and exposure. A lot of it is what works for your brand. How do you, you know, bring your style to the forefront and make it memorable and lasting, right? I mean, you don't have to be on camera, right?
Yeah. Right. You don't have to. You can also just kind of show what you're doing from a first person point of view while holding your phone and recording. It can be the colored backgrounds or whatever, but you can also just say, here's kind of what I'm doing today, and just show people your process of what you're doing. You don't have to be in front of the camera.
I feel like there's what TikTok and Reels have done a lot of too, is like you're saying too, Justin, you go first person or you take multiple clips throughout the day, right? You combine them together. And then after it's combined together, you do a voiceover. So, you know, if you're not comfortable doing the voiceover, you can still do stickers, but you can still do a voiceover when everything's done. So that way it still adds a little bit of personality to what you're doing. It's not just straight up nothing. You know what I mean? No face, no voice.
Right.
So if you're not comfortable being on there, at least maybe you can just talk over it and let her know how it goes. And guess what? If you mess up, then you just start over again and re-record. So it's not like, it's like we tell people all the time on some of this is, some of the stuff we do is it's not live unless you're going live, obviously. But if it's not, then it's okay to mess up. Just stop and re-record again. Don't put so much pressure on yourself that you have to do it in one take. You can do a couple different ones.
Great. Or even find somebody that is comfortable doing it. I know I've struggled in the past with it. I know Matt's been very good at it. So for this example, maybe I come up with a script and I give it to Matt and I say, Matt, bring this to life. Make this sound good so that I don't have to worry about it or take a million takes when you can do it in one. Just make it fun. There's always a solution. There's always the next best action that you can find a way to have your stuff online. And I think it's just a matter of figuring out what that is and going. I saw, speaking of unique with these reels, and I don't know if it was TikTok or if it was Instagram reels, but I saw somebody take a blank background. Like, I don't know if they just put their hand over the camera and then found a sticker that flashed colors. Maybe you guys have seen this on there as well, but it was like a duck sticker. Okay. And the color of the sticker changed in the background. He put the sticker on, whoever did this zoomed in until the color was completely on the entire screen, and then the duck was centered and it danced or whatever. And all that post was whatever the text or copy he wanted for that video, or maybe it was a woman as well. I can't remember, but it flashed different colors because that's what the sticker did, and it became the entire screen. It's just unique ways of figuring out how to do it. It's just diving into the platform and doing it. I mean, that's really all it comes down to, and that's with anything marketing. Just dive in, mess up, go find a way to do it, because at the end of the day, that's what matters.
Yep. So that's something I definitely go by as analysis paralysis, as you too well know, is the – you have a good idea, just go with it and roll with it. Maybe it's not 100% perfect, but just get it out there.
Yep.
Absolutely. And like you were saying earlier, Matt, if you're not live, do it once, do it twice, do it five times if you need to, or try something different. If you don't like it, you can delete it without ever posting it.
Yeah, I think – I can't remember what article I read. It was – I mean, I always default to either a social media examiner or marketing profs or whatever, but it was that exact same point was – go in and shoot two videos of yourself with the intent of never posting them. You're never going to post or publish them. If you're like truly, you know, scared of how you're going to do on camera and fear, it's to get you comfortable on camera. So just go in, do a video of yourself, go through the process of editing it so you just get comfortable with it. And then once you get that down, you kind of shake off the being uncomfortable on camera part of it. And then maybe that leads to other things. So that was just one suggestion I remember hearing about one time, but.
That's good. I like that. And also, guys, while we wrap this up here, if somebody is trying to get going with these platforms in this medium for their business, what are some, you know, unique, easy, cheap ways to help them do that? I mean, tripods, if they want to go all out or if they want to just do.
Tripods are definitely that way. There's little tripod setups you can get now that hold your phone vertical or horizontal, and they have a little, you know, little LED light ring at the top of the microphone. So there's more and more on Amazon. You find these all-in-one bundles, but you see a lot of different tripods these days. Just be able to unclip and flip, so it goes horizontal or vertical as well as horizontal. So that's something you can do. And then I know, Justin, maybe you have a little bit about that time bar thing, but the only other thing I was going to add was something we've realized more and more recently is you got to stay on top of what they're doing in vertical formats, because, you know, the like a swipe up feature or a comment here, you know, they show up at different places, and now it's Instagram stories and everything else like that. They have a thing at the bottom for you that you're going to be able to do comments or see more. So when you're making your video content, be aware of that. Make sure you don't have text over that or wherever TikTok's logos are, right? Where it shows your username and your text. Just keep that stuff in mind when you're making it. So you don't want it at the top or the bottom or anything like that, so it doesn't get blurred out and people can't read it.
Right. And what Matt said about that time bar thing, we're just seeing that if you're making these horizontal videos and you want to turn them vertical, or even if you want to make them square to fit within an Instagram page, we're seeing a lot of people put time bars or time stamps on it so that it kind of counts down the video of how long you've got left. And you can put a title on there and subtitles with it, because you've got horizontal video and plenty of room above and below. So instead of just duplicating the video, if you want to use that space to make sure people understand the point of what you're talking about or highlight something like that and give a time bar to show how long you'll be talking, those are just more polished things that you can do if you're not doing a live video with that vertical.
That's awesome. That's good. That's actually really good info that people forget, because they're like, this isn't perfect. There's a lot of black space, but you can utilize that stuff and benefit and get make it benefit you instead of reshooting or trying again. I mean, it's interesting how you can kind of use some of these video formats. But interesting thing you said a second ago, Matt, with seeing the trends and staying up with the trends and what's working in vertical video. It's kind of a huge thing we preach to a lot of our clients, is what's everybody else doing? What's working in your industry, your field, your niche? What is working for the ones in the same area? And copy it. We're not saying steal it. Don't, you know, we're not saying plagiarize or steal or anything like that. We're just saying certain things work. You'll see it on TikTok and Instagram Reels a lot. People are always doing the same trend. In this case, it's usually a song, a dance, or whatever. But find what's working and copy it. make it your own, but do the same kind of stuff because clearly people like it. Clearly people follow it, watch it, get excited by it. So find what works and adapt it to your own, right?
Yeah. We've said like idea hacking in the past. If you're running out of ideas to do, it's just go through and watch a bunch of other people's. And so like if you're in marketing like us and you see a bunch of videos on even, was it cooking or restaurant reviews, like just start thinking, all right, with their method of doing it, how could I tweak that to do what I do for my business? So sometimes you can just, like you're saying, Andy, get some ideas off that. You don't have to copy and paste straight up what they're doing, but it can give you ideas of what to do next.
Like one of the examples of that, like on TikTok, there's a certain song where people do a simplified motion, but it's basically asking you, what questions do you usually get about XYZ topic? Yeah. And then you can answer three questions. It doesn't matter. Is it what do you know about starting a business, or what do people ask you about your bakery? And you could just answer simple questions. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just make sure it fits your business and get it out there.
Absolutely. That's good stuff. It's so crazy how things evolve. And I mean, it just feels like yesterday we were doing everything we could to make perfect horizontal, like studio quality stuff. And now we're just doing what's natural with the phone and holding it and recording it within the platform. And instead of getting all this fancy equipment, things evolve. It's crazy. Yep. Keep up with the times and find what works for you within that model. And I just think it's going to always be like this. And that's what makes this industry fun. And what can really benefit you as a business and grow is to hop on these trends and not be afraid of them, even if you don't like them. We say this all the time. Just because you're not on Facebook doesn't mean your clients aren't on Facebook. Just because you're not on TikTok doesn't mean your clients aren't on TikTok. Find ways to innovate. Find ways to show your voice and just do. It's awesome to be able to have, you know, the time period we're in with such easy access. And it's just a matter of doing it for your business. So hopefully this stuff helped. Guys, is there anything else you want to add before we get off here and move on to the next topic?
You got it.
No, I'm good, man.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys. This has been awesome. If anybody needs help with any of this stuff, obviously you can all do it yourselves. By all means, do it. Use any of our content. Go to nectarmarketing.com/thehive. That's THEHIVE. Find as much content as you can get to promote your business. But always remember, we're here for you. If you need help, get in contact with us at connect@nectarmarketing.com email. Guys, go out, create some awesome stuff. And thanks for listening.